Worst Taco Tuesday ever because the Choco Taco discontinued. I guess we'll forgive you for that because we were not a Marquette house. We were a Badger house.
Hey, Catholic University, I can be forgiven, right? Forgive me.
Enough rosemaries. Yeah, exactly. You'll be fine.
Rosaries?
Rosaries!
Like the doors like light my fire and it's like the time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Time to get your old fireplace taken care of.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. Happy hump day. Happy rainy, spotty rainy hump day. Jane, how are you doing?
I am great. I am happy to see the rain. We really need it.
I feel like you're always a proponent for the rain.
Well, and it's because my weeds are fighting me so hard. And when the ground is rock hard like this, go ahead, grow.
You're just I'm not going to fight you.
So yeah, tomorrow I'll be weeding.
All right. Well, were you surprised by the fireworks last night, or did you know they were coming?
I knew they were coming.
All right.
I'm kind of glad my dog is gone now because he used to freak out.
I'm going to tell you a story about that in a second because I was going to ask our guest today, returning champion Dan Schaefer, longtime Milwaukee journalist and founder of the Recombobulation Area. Welcome back. How are you doing today?
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Jane. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. So I think you were not surprised because you actually went out with older daughter number one and watched the fireworks, correct?
Yeah, I let the oldest stay up late and go take a walk to the park in our neighborhood to go see the fireworks. She has only asked me about when the fireworks are going to happen roughly 700,000 times over the last month. So finally, I'm less excited to go see the fireworks and more excited to have the event happen so that my daughter would stop.
Would finally stop. Oh, man. Yeah. You should have just told her that they weren't happening when they got canceled. So then you could have been surprised and gotten extra points. Maybe parenting tricks for the one who doesn't have kids.
Yeah. I can't just tell her it's not happening, though. So I don't know.
I don't know. But
anyway, we had fun, though. We went to Washington Park. The fireworks were great. The crowd was a little bit, subdued compared to your normal 4th of July fireworks, considering it was Tuesday, August 2nd. It was probably we go to Washington Park Wednesdays, which is like a big event in the neighborhood with music and stuff. And the fireworks probably had a third of the people that come to your average Washington Park Wednesday. So, but we still had fun.
So, well, fun. Yeah, I had forgotten that they were happening. And I would say, unlike Jane's dog and unlike most people's dogs, my dog, unbothered. Does not care about fireworks. He hates our new Roomba, but fireworks he's fine with.
I have a dog too. She's not as affected by the fireworks. All she does is go downstairs.
Okay, so, she's just like, I'm done with this.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, instead, on top of fireworks in Milwaukee, there was also the biggest primary day in the country. The last big primary of the day in the country before the general. We obviously are next week, but. Kind of a lot happened, so I thought we could start with interpreting some of the races and votes that happened last night and see what that means or could mean for us as we are in the final week stretch of the primary season. And so it seems like the biggest news out of last night is this Kansas referendum where people showed out in droves to vote no on changing the Kansas Constitution so that legislators could basically ban abortion. Correct? That's kind of how I've interpreted what happened there last night.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think it was a much more resounding win for the no vote to not change the Constitution, to keep the abortion rights to a certain extent. Obviously, it's a state that has a number of restrictions already, but to keep that right there and not amend the Constitution to keep it out. Yeah. And so that was the big news of the night, I think. I think it's one that people are going to be talking about quite a bit.
Yeah, because it feels like the polling since Dobbs came out and Roe was overturned has been mixed as far as people trying to say that this isn't going to be an issue that gets people to turn out. And Kansas being a pretty conservative red state, I mean, the number that I saw was that in 2018, so the last midterm year, only about 450,000 people turned out for the Kansas primary elections. And last night, 900,000 did. So they doubled. And I don't know if it's specifically because it's a referendum, because I think you keep seeing more and more people. I think Chris Murphy this morning, or maybe it was last night, tweeted out something as far as like abortion being on the ballot this fall, not necessarily as a referendum, in the same way that Kansas had it up as a vote by itself as a single issue, but as far as who you elect. And I feel like the zeitgeist has been like, well, this isn't going to change people's minds. It's going to be the economy. It's going to be the economy. This feels like a contradiction to that sentiment, at least the way I interpret it.
Yeah, I think what's happened is that this is making it not your typical midterm election. I think because this issue is so big and because the Supreme Court ruling, you know, changed this for every state, that this is going to make it so that this is not your typical midterm election year. This issue is huge. It is going to move voters. It obviously, the turnout in Kansas, I think, is the craziest aspect of it. Just like I could see, you know, them not wanting to make this change right now. Not, you know, people who are against it were very organized, had been running ads about it for weeks. But I think the turnout factor is the big one. And I think that, you know, could change some of the perception and the enthusiasm gap for Democrats going into November. Change a lot of things.
Well, and that's what Lindsey Wise tweeted out, what a big deal this was, because there was no major, this is what she said, there was no major contested Democratic primaries to drive turnout, and the amendment still failed resoundingly. If Republicans think the issue of abortion isn't on the minds of voters after tonight's results, this should put them on notice. And I think that's a good point. So it's like we're thinking in our own race now that after the turn of events last week, and now it not being a Democratic, the marquee race for the Democratic ticket being fairly decided when it comes to the Senate. You know, not that I think that'll, I don't know what turnout will, how that much will change, but if you think about people excited to go vote for some of these big races, like Kansas never even had that. And so it probably also means right. That there's people who are voting in more contested Republican races that still voted no on that referendum, which I think that is the piece that is, there's just a lot of people who are really angry about this. And I mean, I would hope that people, and I would hope that Democrats take notice of that vote and they make that a core part of their strategy in their races once, now that we're getting into the generals. Because I think, especially when you get into like the craziness, this morning, other abortion news is that Biden signed an executive order to protect women to be able to travel like over state lines to get an abortion. And like, again, we're at the point where lawmakers want to limit that ability. Like, it's just insanity. And so I'd hope that this is starting to make sense for people, even if their fiscal policy is different, that they're like, well, this is a step too far as my actual like autonomy.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think one of the stats that I saw about Kansas, it hasn't voted for a Democrat for president since the 60s with LBJ. So it's like, it really is, goes to show how, when you really get down to the issues, like the pro-choice, there are more pro-choice voters than pro-life voters or anti-choice voters. And so I think there are probably many people who voted no in Kansas who will still vote Republican this fall. But I think, you know, just taking the extreme step that Kansas was trying to take and put this into the state constitution, you know, really rubbed voters the wrong way. And I think of this as kind of, you know, I was thinking back to last year when Glenn Youngkin won in Virginia, won the governor's race in Virginia in a Biden, you know, plus 10 state or whatever it is. Now we have, a ballot measure backed by liberals, backed by the left, that won in a heavily Trump Republican state. So I think, you know, whether it's the economy, whether it's this issue, everything's just really weird right now.
Yeah. Well,
it's really hard to peg what exactly, you know, is going to be the top issue, and things are really in flux, I believe.
Well, and I'm not enough of a political scientist to know in places like Wisconsin that is so purple. And voter turnout turns up or down, or is it that there's that many swing voters who, based on what the issues are of the day or of the year or of the season, they will go back and forth on what ticket they vote for? Because it's certainly interesting going into, and we're going to talk about this later, of just the amount of no votes Ron Johnson has cast, and even his sentiment this week about that he doesn't think Medicare and Social Security should be in the mandatory funding budget, if that makes a difference for people when they go to the ballot box.
Yeah, it's there's so many things that I think are going to still be decided over these next 3 months. I think anybody who has a definitive take on what's going to happen in November is just getting out their jump to conclusions map and going way too fast with it, because there's just so much that's changing. And I think we have to pay attention to those things, like what happened in Kansas, to you know, let us know how things are moving.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break quickly, but when we come back, I want to quickly go through some of the other races and what you interpret those to mean. Trump got some wins, but then there was one that was just a draw, because which Eric was he talking about when he endorsed one of those Erics? But so let's go at the when we come back, we'll go through some of the other results from last night. And then on the other side of the other break, we'll talk about what that means for Wisconsin. Dan Schaefer is my guest today. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.